After crashing out here last year, I was bound to determine I was going to run better, but I didn't know this thing was going to be... this team's always good. You know, it was a little bit chunky tonight and a little bit rough out there. We tore up a lot of race cars.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, brought to you on the internet by Sam Blasters Incorporated. Dick Dale, the king of the surf guitar right there, folks.
I like that.
We haven't lost Dick Dale yet. Let me turn you guys up, and off we go.
I like that.
Carly Heath is with us. Galen Stewart, busy night so far. We want to thank all the people that we've had on so far, including Terry Buell, Chuck Egner. Buddha's been with us. Bill
Tom
Bailey,
Walsh.
Tom Walsh.
Yep.
And joining us right now is one of our favorite people on this show. And since he made his arrival out at Evergreen Speedway last year, has just been more help than I think we should be allowed to have. But as long as he's willing to do my bidding, I am willing to be his friend. Kelly Hale, the announcer out at Evergreen Speedway, joins us. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well, and I'm always here to do your bidding, Steve.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
It's fun. This is so much fun.
It is. It's pretty cool. It's a neat environment, huh?
It is.
When I started
this over a year ago, I had no idea how much fun I would be having.
It's cool. It's a neat way to...
And you've done really well.
Thank you.
It's a neat way to make not much of a living. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a couple of guests. First of all, you're going to have a busy day on Saturday, too. Why don't you start from... stepping out of the shower and then stepping into it on Sunday morning.
Well, my busy day is going to start. It started this week, but it's really going to culminate tomorrow afternoon at about 4 o'clock. The back gates are going to open at Evergreen Speedway for our competition, our first competition of the year for Evergreen Drift. And this is a program that has grown over the last few years to the point now where we're going to be able to sustain a competition format throughout a full season. The back gate attendance has been just terrific. The skill of the drivers, from having the opportunity to come out and drift at venues like Evergreen Speedway has gotten to the point now where we're going to start letting some of the locals who have achieved an advanced level, in their skills are going to be able to start drifting off of our 5/8 bank. It's just an amazing deal, but you know, it's this weekend isn't only about Evergreen Speedway when we talk about what's happening with drifting. This is a huge weekend for drifting in the Northwest. PIR, was having a drift event tonight down in Portland. Unfortunately, they canceled because of the weather. But then tomorrow morning, out at Pacific Raceways, NOS and Drift Office are sponsoring an event out there, that the guys who are with me tonight, Matt Gare and Russell O'Connell, they're going to be out there early tomorrow morning. When they get finished at 1 o'clock at Pacific, they're going to make their way up to Evergreen Speedway to take part in our competition. And then Saturday happens, and of course I'll be down there to support the drifters down at Pacific Raceways. And then I'm going to do a little bit of work for Gary Lewis during the tour race, and then I got to then I have to hightail it back to Evergreen for the huge KRKO.
There you go, nice job. That's why you're on this show, because you just know exactly what to say.
I know it's important.
Yes, it is. So you've got a couple of your cohorts with us. These two guys are the drifting studs, and actually introduce them. Would you please?
I will. I have sitting off in the hermetically sealed room.
Yeah.
That's Russell O'Connell, and that's my right-hand man. He really makes the drifting program at Evergreen happen. I throw out my ideas. I tell him what I want, and he makes sense of it all and lets everybody else know what I'm saying. So he's kind of my interpreter and makes it all happen. As well, he also puts together drifting event out of Bremerton for the SCCA.
Mm-hmm.
He devotes a lot of his personal time to drifting in the Northwest.
Cool.
And I also have one of the top drivers here in the Northwest, Matt Gare, and he won our Evergreen Drifting Championship last year during the State Fair.
Uh-huh.
And he's with us as well.
Hey, Russ, let's start with you. Kind of explain what this phenomenon, and it's getting close to becoming a phenomenon all around the country, of drifting. Explain what it is.
Well, drifting is just a fun way to go out there and challenge your skills and use your car, essentially. The idea is, the way I like to explain it, is every time you see a car kind of power slide or skid around with the tail out around a corner in a movie, in a car chase, that kind of thing, it's that idea, except for the idea, what you want to do in drifting is to do it as fast as you can with the car as sideways as possible before the corner starts. So it's a little more than just power sliding where the tail end breaks away from you after the middle of the corner. You actually get on the gas and force the car into a complete oversteer attitude all the way through a corner, linking through multiple corners. And if you're really good, like the guys that we have for the Formula D Professional Series that come out once a year here, you can do it on the 5/8 bank, coming into that 5/8 about 80 miles an hour, and just
wow.
A wall of smoke with two cars inches away from
so
each other.
Cool.
It's a lot of energy.
It is. Now, also, in addition to time, which if I'm knowing this correctly, you're also timed, but you're also kind of given and judged on style, too, aren't you?
Yeah, it's kind of like in the family or genre of the extreme sports. So you're thinking X Games where you have judges. It's really a judged event. I do get a little bit of discrimination, I like to call it, from some of my road race buddies who are out there going to road racing track days, because it's not real racing to them because you're not being timed. It's like figure skating, they say. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's using all the same skills that, you know, any racer would use and kind of adding a little extra to add a little extra show. And it is a lot about style. It's a lot about personal expression, that kind of stuff. But we don't really call it racing because it is so judged, but it's just a good, fun way to do motorsports.
Russell, what does it take to be a good drifter?
Mostly it takes a lot of practice, just like anything. You got to work at it. But, the thing that I like to see in a lot of drifters is you're having fun out there, and you're just good camaraderie with all the other people out there, and basically as practice and figuring out how to do it.
Is it a pretty young sport as far as age?
Yeah, for age, we got a bit of range everywhere from, the 16-year-old guys who just got their license. Most people, I would say, are in their early 20s. And there's a few people out there that are older, in their 30s and 40s. And it's actually, for me, it's a family sport because my wife does it, and my brother does it, and my father. We got him into it last year. He's got a 350Z, and all four of us come out to the track and have a good time.
Wow. Matt.
Yes.
Tell us about you.
About me. I drive for a local shop called Drift Office out of Auburn, Washington.
Uh-huh.
I'm also sponsored by NOS Energy Drink, and they're sponsoring the event on Friday and Saturday at Pacific.
So you'll have a lot of eyes watching you.
I think so, yeah.
One way to put it.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been drifting.
Oh, that's right. No, go ahead.
Okay. I've been drifting for 5 years now.
Okay, and tell us what car you drive.
I drive a 1986 Toyota Corolla.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Rear-wheel drive, I think, is the way to go, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely rear-wheel drive.
It is.
Matt's being real humble when he says he's driving a Toyota Corolla. There's a little bit more to it than that. tell everybody that.
It's not a Hornet.
Tell everybody what's different about the rest of the Corollas you see out on the street.
Well, first of all, this Corolla is rear-wheel drive, unlike most. And pretty much the only thing original from 1986 is the chassis.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has been replaced with newer, upgraded parts. We took an engine out of a front-wheel drive car and converted it to rear-wheel drive.
Matt, do you you practice this on the street?
I do not.
You do not. Have you? And I'm not trying to be your dad or anything. Or just I'm trying to find a correlation between a safe way to get this garbage off the street and get it in a controlled situation,
right? And that's
you guys are in. And
right.
I think it's impressive that you do this.
Thanks. And I can't lie. Put it this way: 5 years ago, there were no events at the track.
Mm-hmm.
No one at the track knew what drifting was or would let us do it. Now, since then, I can pretty much go almost any weekend and drift at the track. I have no
Very
reason
cool.
to do it on the street.
Nice.
And hopefully no one else does now.
Thank you for doing that, too, by the way. Makes me feel so much safer.
So if I showed up with a car, what would be the first thing you'd tell me to do if I wanted to try something?
I would say take a slow lap and understand your environment.
Okay.
Ooh,
take a look at the track.
Very well done. Nice. You agree, Russ?
I really agree, yes.
What kind of car do you run?
I run the other most popular, probably the single most popular car for it's the Nissan 240SX.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much everybody has one. You go to a drift event and 80% of the cars will be Nissan 240SXs.
That's what you see, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for coming in. We're kind of running up against time. Kelly, as always, have fun on this weekend.
This is a blast. This has been the longest week. I'm waiting for it to end, and I still have to get through work tomorrow. So, Tom Glithrow, if you're listening, you know, just be nice.
Bear with you.
Be nice.
You know, if Glithrow, if you have any problem with what's going on with Kelly, you just give me a call. I'll straighten around, pal. You know how it works. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Really appreciate both all of you coming in and hanging out. Kelly, I'll see you on Saturday, man. One way or the other, hook or by crook.
Yes, I will be there.
Good, good.
A KRKO night, North Sound Race,
yeah,
and Evergreen Speedway.
Oh, no. No, it's just got to happen. We got to have you there. Thank you so much again, guys, for being with us. We really appreciate your time. Let's go to the phone. And Carla, you get to introduce our caller here.
Well, I'm very excited to introduce him, and thank you, Will, for hanging out there. We have Will Champagne. He's the president of the Cascade Karting Association. Are you there, Will?
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm here tonight.
So we missed your opener out down there at the ORV park. How did that go?
Oh, we had a great turnout. We had 2 days of racing, 1 day of practice. Just an outstanding environment. Weather was somewhat hampering the first day. We had a couple of rain showers in the morning, mm-hmm. which got us off to a slow start. But the next day, Monday's race, beautiful skies, beautiful racetrack, beautiful environment, outstanding racing.
Kind of made, that's kind of why you do it, huh, Will?
I was hoping you guys were going to go out there. I was going to try to squeeze Carla in a cart.
Man, now you tell me.
Yeah, they always do that, don't they?
Hey, we've got a race on the 15th. If either one of you guys want to come down there,
we're at
the cart.
It's a great location.
We're back at the Stratoline ORV Park, and it straddles the Thurston County, Grays Harbor County lines.
Mm-hmm.
Off-road vehicle park if you were going to Elmer Raceway.
Right. Okay.
On the left-hand side.
Yeah, I know where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. So, write that date down, Carla.
Okay.
We might have to do it.
Will, now, you guys race year-round.
Yes. We race summertime at ORV, at the Stratoline ORV park, and then in the wintertime, we also race at the Oakwood Arena in Roy, Washington.
Okay. Go ahead.
A lot of people aren't aware that karting, to some people, is a fun game. They don't know how serious it is. Just to give you an idea how serious it is during the wintertime, we've got people like Seth Bergman, Colton Heath, Evan Morganson, who each one of these guys won at a major racing venue in the area. They race with us on any given winter weekend. So I don't want to say it's a cutthroat atmosphere when it comes to racing, but you've got the best of the best running go-karts in an arena about the size of a gymnasium.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of local tracks think also from where they come from. Like an example would be Devin Barnes racing now at Skagit in the sportsman class. He's raced many years with you with the Cascade Karting, isn't that correct?
Yes. Devin's been with us a couple of years. He jumped into a sportsman sprint car. You know, people here, hey, he comes from a go-kart. You know, you get a little chuckle here and there. The guy was running fourth, fifth place this past weekend. He's showing exceptional skills, and it comes from coming out of a go-kart.
Having the control of the cart, yep, exactly.
Well, I think one thing that people need to realize is, unfortunately, well, we're really running up against time, that karting is an absolute serious, serious business. There is a lot of money roaming around that sport. It's a hidden secret.
Yep, and actually we're going to have Steve interviewed Shane Biles earlier, and again, another person very involved in the karting, as well as Renee Angel.
Yes. The key people know that karting is a stepping stone to your micro sprints, to your sprint cars. So if you've got anybody that's under the age of 10 that's looking at getting into racing, or a family that wants to have a good time, get junior in a race car, or get junior in a race cart, get dad in a race cart, get sis in a race cart, and have a good time, it's more bang for its buck because everybody has a good time. You race with a good group of people, and you get a lot of action, and you get to race with the stars that run at Skagit, Elma, and Evergreen Raceway all the time.
Will, how can people find out more information about your series?
We've got two websites. You can either go to cascadekarting.org, And then we've got a, it's kind of a fun site. Everybody's got a MySpace page nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to myspace.com/Cascade Karting. Each one of those gets updated from time to time. We're starting to get more pictures and more more text on there. We're trying to get a new blood atmosphere. People that are new into racing need a stepping stone, more or less. We've got our diehard fans like the Colton Heath, the Seth Bergmans. We'd like to get some new people, and there's some people that are in the bleachers that are wanting to get a taste of what real racing is.
Cool. Well, it sounds like it's a really neat deal. Carla has that date written down. We may be there, pal.
Come on down. And you guys talked a couple of weeks ago. You wanted a North Sound 500.
Yeah.
You three guys come down. We'll run you around a track for 500 laps. There's your North Sound 500.
There we go.
Yeah. We'll be dead for a week. Bill, thanks so much. Or, Will, I'm sorry. Thanks so much for being on. We appreciate your time, pal.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Will Champagne. We'll be back after these messages on North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Kelly Tanner and Shane Biles coming up.
Couldn't get it to rotate in the center of the corner. And that's probably what our biggest thing was. Just needed to turn a little bit more in the middle. But that lap traffic really, really tough today. Just had a really tough time with these cars. You get about 20 car lengths behind a car, and you can't pass them even though you're faster than them. It's a real tough day for us.
Did you have this gentleman back with us to look at the entry sheet for the upcoming road race at Pacific Raceway? See this gentleman's name on it as he is taking some time out of blowing the dust off of his late model. Shane Biles joins us. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good. You've had a busy day. Tell us what kind of a shenanigans you have to get through to go road course racing on Saturday.
Actually, it was kind of easy for me because we've got a car that's all we do with it is road race with it. And last time we ran it was 3 years ago at Pacific Raceways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been sitting covered up for 3 years.
Yeah.
So about a week ago, it's like, hey, let's go give this thing a whirl. And dusted it off and found some broken pieces from last time and just been scrambling here the last few days trying to get stuff put together.
Now, you said that in addition to all of the work you've had to do in the shop, we were just talking before we went on, got a barrel of fuel in the back, got a tank of nitrogen, got all your stuff. And it's been a year and a half since you climbed into one of these late models? So you're probably remembering stuff real fast on how to get ready for one of these.
Actually, it's been 2 years, and you know, one of the biggest challenges is walking around the shop trying to find everything. It's like, you know, there's shocks here somewhere, and the last time we ran, we didn't have a very good outcome as far as bringing home a car in one piece. So some of the pieces that we threw away on that car, we actually ended up having to buy new ones.
Oh, really?
You know, stuff like that. But
yeah.
We figured, you know, at the time, I figured I was pretty much done, so I wasn't going to need any more pieces anymore, but, after sitting for a couple of years and we've had the cars for sale, not able to sell them because of the market conditions,
mm-hmm.
we figured out what the heck, we'll just dust them off and go have some fun every once in a while.
Cool. So this road course, you've always liked road course races, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's an absolute blast because it's different than anything that we've ever done before. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you a good excuse to just go out and beat the crap out of your equipment. It's hard on engines, hard on transmissions, hard on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty fun. And, you know, last time we were there, I think at the end of the big straightaway there, we were in the low 170s. And
yeah.
You don't get to do that very often in a stock car. So
it's
kind of cool going that fast.
Cool. Is this going to lead to further seat time in the late model on some of the ovals around the area, or is this a one-time deal for this year?
No, we are actually putting together we had two cars left, and we're in the middle of putting a body on our oval track car,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go out and run it just once or twice here and there just to have some fun. And
cool.
You know, they are still on the market too, so you know, when stuff's out there running in front of people, it's a little easier to market if it's in front of somebody and they can actually see it and go touch it and stuff like
yeah,
that. So
yeah.
If we should happen to find somebody that's looking for a car, we be more than happy to make them a deal on it.
Oh, I'll bet you would.
Go back to watching sprint cars or still racing go-karts. And actually, you know, anybody that wants to make a full weekend out of this road race thing, the PSRRA is racing go-karts on Sunday on the exact same track.
So, oh, no kidding.
We're taking our go-karts with us, and we'll be running karts on Sunday, too.
Oh, you're going to be really busy. Now, this is on this go-kart track, this is where Renee is going to show you what she's really made of, huh?
Oh, yeah. Last time we were there, she's about 6 seconds a lap faster than I am. So she's a tiny bit lighter than I am, mm-hmm. too, these days. So
yeah.
It, you know, weight is a big advantage, and... yeah, she's done this a little bit more than I have in the cart, so she can definitely show me some things.
Well, as long as I got you on the line, Shane, give us your state of late model racing in the Pacific Northwest this year. What have you seen or heard of that you liked, and maybe a couple things you don't?
I don't really know because I haven't been that in touch with it. It seems like it's kind of trying to start to come back a little bit. It'd be great to see more people bring cars. You know, there's cars around sitting in people's garages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the tough part right now, though, is, you know, most of the guys have a diesel truck to get these things to the track. And $5 a gallon for diesel, it's pretty scary. You know, I just bought race gas at $6.90 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's more expensive. So, it you know, financially, it's a tough time. But, I don't know. It'd be great to see, you know, late model racing back the way it was, 15, 20 years ago
where,
you know, you go anywhere. But, you know, and it's kind of weird because the sprint car thing is just going nuts still. So it, you know, good car counts and stuff there. So, you know, I don't really know what to tell you on the state of late models. But, well, I tell you, the more out there, the better.
Yeah, that's for sure. One more thing before we wrap it up, Shane. I bring you greetings, by the way. Does the name Mike Moody ring a bell with you?
Oh, yes. The mood man.
The moodster, yeah.
Yes. Great guy. He taught me a lot about the racing industry.
Yeah. We were at a meeting today at Action Auto Parts, and he said to make sure. I told him, he says, do you ever talk to a guy named Shane Biles? And I said, yeah, I'm talking to him tonight. And he goes, whoa, tell him I said hi. He had some kind of a nickname for you, too, but I don't quite remember what it was.
Chainsaw.
That's exactly what it was. Chainsaw.
Yeah.
That looked good over the door sill on your car, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my friend, good luck. Have fun, and I know you will. You wouldn't be doing this if you weren't. And it's good to see you back behind the wheel, pal.
Well, cool. I appreciate it, and say hi to everybody for me.
I will. Take care, Shane.
Okay, bud.
All right. Shane said hi to all of you.
Interest rates are in the news,
but
the only rate that matters.
Where'd that come from?
Shane needed a loan, so they're looking, pushing interest rates.
Apparently so. You know, Shane... It's kind of neat because tonight, you know, Shane, I met in 98. I met you in 98, met Carla in 98. I met Chuck Egner in 98. And, 10 years ago, which seems like forever.
Wow, yeah.
I know. It's been pretty crazy, huh? But what a neat night. As we, wrapping up our, I don't know how many of these shows we've done. I keep saying every week I'm going to just get a calendar off of the last 3 years and see. We got to be getting close to 100 of these things. Let's get our guest on now. This is a guy that we've all wanted to have on the show, and he's an absolute legend here in not only the Pacific Northwest asphalt racing late model wars, but pretty much the Pacific Coast as well. Kelly Tanner joins us. How are you, Kelly?
Great.
Good. Good to hear you're going to be strapping in behind the wheel, going to do right and left-hand turns out at Pacific Raceways this weekend as part of the big ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. Tell us what you got going on, man.
Well, you know, it is the ASA Northwest Tour, and it's the first time the road course in Pacific Raceway is a great venue, and the beautiful thing for us is it's a mile from home. So
there you go. That kind of made it more enticing, huh?
Absolutely.
When's the last time you raced there, Kelly?
I've never raced at that racetrack. I've never been around that racetrack. My history there was in 1980, a senior in high school, and had a little test deal, and I had a nitrous system in a car. And I went off the racetrack and didn't make one lap. So that's my favorite.
Haven't been back since, huh? That's awesome.
Good story.
Good thing we recorded that one. We'll want to play that back for Kelly's grandchildren someday.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what do you got going on now, Kelly?
You know, actually, I had taken some time off, and we're really just kind of building this program up for Tyler, and He's actually camped this week and not really ready to do the road course. And, you know, I kind of always wanted to get back at it for a little bit. So my opportunity was to do this and then the Monroe race, and it'll be his after that. So.
Kelly, I know you take things pretty serious going in. You know, when you were getting prepared for the Portland races, I know you took it real serious. Are you going into this just like you would any other race, or are you going in, I don't want to say vacation, but are you going to have a good time?
No, I mean, you know, my goal is to win the race. I mean, I don't go to racetrack unless I feel that I'm competitive and have an opportunity to win. And, you know, we've taken some effort into this. So hopefully, weather permitting, that we can go Pacific Raceway and have a great run. And, you know, I'd like to win there. I'd like to go to Monroe and win. I always said if I won this year, the first time I win, I'd retire for life. So.
Kelly, I want to ask you, you've been around here, the late models and stuff, for a long time, and we're going through a little bit of a change in the whole late model program around here. I want to ask you, Kelly Tanner, what is the state of the union when it comes to late model racing? What's your opinion?
Right now, basically, the best thing that could happen is we have two what I call great series, the ASA series, which was the NASCAR series up until 2 years ago, and then the late model challenge series. You know, they're both great series. When NASCAR went away, there's a lot of things up in the air. Some people put the ASA series together. But with our current economy, and we all know what fuel cost is, with the cost of racing in general, I would really like to see both series combined next year. We have one rule difference between both series, and that is whether you have a roller cam or flat tappet cam, and that's just a technical thing in the engine. Big picture, it means absolutely nothing. But if we could combine those, the late model challenge series had a great race in Montana a week ago, had 30 cars there, $10,000 to win race. We're going to go to Pacific Raceways this weekend, $5,000 to win race, probably 28 to 30 cars there. I mean, what a better venue if we could have 45 or 50 cars again.
Oh, yeah.
Like we had in the mid-90s when we had a B-Main everywhere we went.
Yeah. With the Tanner name still being involved, with you as the driver and Tyler coming up, are we going to be seeing the Tanner name in late models for a long time to come?
Well, we have, you know, this summer next is, you know, for Tyler, and he's going to go off to Arizona State University, and he'll be home in the summertime and race. But, yeah, I mean, it's funny as people ask me that. I started racing when I was 5 years old, and if auto racing was to go away, I don't know what I'd do. That's all I know.
It's a common occurrence around here, Kelly.
Yeah. We're here to continue to do it. I love racing. I wish that it was a little more affordable. I like the direction that things are starting to go. Some of the racetracks have went to the crate motor, which definitely long-term is a lower-cost way to race. Some of the racetracks have went to a minimum tire purchase and a maximum tire purchasing by one or two tires a week. That just puts parity in it and reduces the cost.
And we're kind of running a little low on time. I'm jumping around a little bit. I want to run the name James O'Neill by you. And how about that for a story?
What a great guy. You know, I met James years ago. I was sponsored by PAC Services. Chuck Egner was a principal of PAC Services, and that's how I met James. And I know there's a lot of great things going on for James right now. And, you know, I've seen James for years. And what a positive man he is, and I hope everything works out great for him. I just love to see it all go out as directed here.
Well, it looks like it's going to do nothing but do that, Kelly, so thanks for the nice words. Good luck this weekend, man, and, you know, I hate to say this, but I almost, you know, I'd love to see you win it. I'd hate to see you retire and get out of it, but it's always good to know that somehow, some way, you and your whole family is going to still be hanging around, so I appreciate that.
Well, I sure appreciate having me on this evening.
Thank you, not a problem, man. Hopefully we'll talk to you if you win the thing, right?
Great. You got it.
Okay, cool. Kelly Tanner, thanks a lot, pal. All right. Finally got him on,
yeah.
And that is very cool. Let's see. The what's coming up Saturday? It's going to be tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday, the gates open at 8 a.m. Tech is at 9 a.m. First practice from 9:30 to 10. practice up until 11:45. They qualify. This is the Northwest Tour Cars, 11:15 to 1:30, and I'm assuming that's going to include the legends and drifts too.
So what do you think is going through Tracy Brandenburg's mind right about now?
Oh man, I'll bet Sunday is really what's going through her mind right now to get that taken care of. She's been a busy, busy girl.
She's wishing she's on the soccer field.
Yeah. So anyways, that is, you can get more information on PacificRaceways.com, and good luck to everybody that's participating. That's going to, you know, I mean, Bill Bailey said it all. You know, it's for those who haven't been there. I haven't been there in several years, but I probably like Bill, I'm just going to be awed by what it's like. So good luck to all. We'll have the winner on next Saturday. Real quick, a couple of things. First of all, next Thursday will be our last two-hour show because we're running up against the Everett Aqua Sox. But we do have plans in effect to kind of keep you up to date on what's going on, and they are going to be this. We'll have Aqua Sox baseball on pretty much every Thursday night through the season. So I'm going to be in here doing the board operating for the Aqua Sox game, and then right after the game is done, we'll be here to bring you the results and kind of get you teased as to what's going on. The All-Tail Pit Reporters will be moved up from 11 until midnight. Hang in there. That's a good show. Don't miss it. We'll have full shows on for you on July 8th, July 29th, August 19th, and then out at the Evergreen State Fair on the 23rd. And darn it. We got to go. Check out NorthSoundRacing.com. Have fun at the races. Make it out to Evergreen Speedway for North Sound 1380 night. See you next Thursday.
Interest rates are in the news, but the only rate that matters is yours. Let Northwest Mortgage Consultants help you take